Uploaded 1 month ago.
Hey guys, Melody here, and this is my first of what I hope to be many videos. We're in a typical webcam medium shot. The girl on screen is attractive, but not the most attractive we've seen. And that's okay, because she's got stiff competition. We do watch a lot of videos. And once she watches a few more herself, some tutorials on proper lighting, the difference between key and fill, a couple of the makeup how-tos, then maybe she will rank among the most beautiful. I'm new to this whole thing, but I see that the surefire way to get likes and subscribers is to livestream myself playing video games. But, and I hate to break this to you, Internet, but I'm not a gamer, unless phone games count. No, my content is going to be... She scrunches up her nose in a way that can only be described as self-aware. It's a calculated movement. Calculated, but we are all in agreement that the nose scrunch is undeniably adorable. Yes, her first video isn't of the highest quality, but this is a girl who knows what she's doing. This channel will get more interesting. It's definitely worth sticking around for the remaining 2 minutes and 34 seconds of her first video. Well, I actually don't know what the content on my channel is going to be, and I'm hoping that maybe you guys could help me decide. Leave me a comment and slap a like on this video to help me get some views. But before you leave, let me tell you a little bit about myself. She begins a list, counting off her attributes on her fingers like she's only got the 10. The list goes, she's 18. She doesn't say where she's living now, but she'll be attending Rutgers in the fall. That gives us a general location, if she's going away for college, but not too far away. Melody Bliss, her channel name, isn't her real name. No duh. Her interests include music, classical music. Actually, she was first chair violin in high school and hopes to continue the instrument in college. Volleyball, and watching bad TV with her friends. And that's not an editorializing on our part. She actually calls it bad TV, which is a level of self-reflection that many young women do not possess, especially young women who post cell phone videos of themselves online. She has 2 dogs, which is boring, but she also has a hermit crab that she got at the boardwalk 2 years ago. She seems proud she's been able to keep him alive this long. He's molted 3 times, she tells us. We're not sure what that means, but her enthusiasm is quirky and adorable. That word again. And already on brand. But there's a big clue in that hermit crab discussion, because she called going to the beach going down the shore. That means we've successfully triangulated her to the tri-state area, probably Philly or South Jersey. Melody signs off, as most of them do, with a plea to subscribe to her channel. So we subscribe. Uploaded 3 weeks ago.
Hey guys, did you miss me?
She's back. Very few young vloggers stick to a schedule. Some never even make a second video, forgetting about that silly dream of internet stardom after their first video fails to break 50 views. But this girl, she's got moxie. We're all in agreement there. Moxie and a black eye. She's tried to hide the injury with concealer, but she must not have watched a tutorial on that either. The bruise is glaringly apparent. Whatever happened to her eye must have happened not soon after she recorded her last video, because the mark has already begun to heal. There's a thin crescent of discoloration against the bridge of her nose that's brownish instead of a dark, attractive purple. Her makeup technique is no better, but she's learned some video production tricks. This video has a custom thumbnail. Also, the lighting and framing is worlds better. This is quality content.
So I got a few responses to the last video, some comments, and I thought I'd go through and address some of them.
We all lean a little bit closer to our screens at hearing this. It doesn't matter the size of the screen, even if we're watching on a phone and could more easily lift the screen closer to us. We still lean forward. Because maybe she's going to address our questions directly. Maybe she's going to say our name.